We're in the middle of a presidential campaign unlike any other. With the country in crisis, November's election is shaping up to be one of the most consequential moments in American history. Getting to know the candidates, their policies, their histories, and who they are at their core helps us make decisions that could shape our country for decades. Kamala, Next in Line is a new podcast from Wondery and MSNBC. Host Joy Reid takes you inside the unique journey of our country's first Black vice presidential candidate. From her upbringing in California to making her mark in Washington, D.C., you'll hear Kamala's story as it's never been told before. Interviews with senators, campaign staffers, and Kamala's friends will help you get to know her real story. You're about to hear a preview of Kamala, Next in Line. While you're listening, subscribe to Kamala Next in Line on Apple Podcasts, or you can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app.
It's the morning of August 11th, 2020. With days to go before the Democratic National Convention, Joe Biden sits down at his desk to make a crucial phone call.
Hi, sorry to keep you.
That's all right.
All summer, Biden has been wrestling with a major decision. Now, finally, he'd made up his mind.
You ready to go to work?
On the other end of the line was Senator Kamala Harris.
Oh my God, I'm so ready to go to work.
NBC News has confirmed that Biden has picked California Senator Kamala Harris to be his running mate.
He had gone from district attorney to California Attorney General to senator to presidential candidate to also ran. 90 minutes after that phone call with Joe Biden, she would be introduced for the first time to the country as candidate for vice president. But who is Kamala Harris?
Here's this California girl, absolutely beautiful, stunning, tenacious.
She's somebody who didn't look like her predecessors. And really, that's been the story for her career. I mean, she's somebody who's kind of been the first in almost every job she's had.
And she like pushes me in the chest, you know, kiddingly. And she says, "You better get on board." And I said, "Well, who are you?"
I first heard of Kamala Harris when President Obama got into a bit of hot water for commending her on her looks.
The president did speak with Attorney General Harris last night after he came back from his trip, and he called her to apologize for the distraction created by his comments.
He apologized, but I Googled. Back then, she was just the Attorney General of California, a brilliant, charismatic Black politician, someone to watch. Fast forward to today, and Senator Harris is a nominee to be the first Black and first Asian American woman vice president of the United States, and maybe a future president. But how did she get here? This is a six-part series on the making of Kamala Harris and how she went from Oakland to Washington, D.C. Before she was a vice presidential candidate, before she was a senator, or a state attorney general, or even district attorney, Kamala Harris was a city attorney working in San Francisco, getting ready to run for office.
I don't think it's far off to say that her first campaign set the stage for who she was as a politician.
That's NBC reporter Deepa Shivram, who has been covering Kamala Harris on the campaign trail.
She didn't care about labels. She didn't want to be branded as conservative or moderate or progressive. She didn't want to deal with any of that when she ran that first race in 2003. Kamala Harris ran for district attorney with the message of getting things done.
And in San Francisco, getting things done sometimes meant learning how to fight. The city may only be 7 square miles, but it can contain a world of trouble. And back in 2002, when Kamala Harris launched her first campaign for office, the city was in an uproar.
The race for San Francisco District Attorney is down to two candidates, the incumbent Terrence Hallinan and challenger Kamala Harris. We'll hear from both of them.
The final few weeks of the election campaign were intense. But with just two candidates in the race, it was easier to draw a contrast between incumbent and challenger.
We have an absolute backlog of cases sitting, waiting trial defendants who some are waiting and have been sitting in the county jail for 4 or more years. You know, each one represents a life, Michael.
On the night of the election, Kamala and her team gathered to wait for the results.
And I think it was like the first or second round of numbers where we felt pretty confident that it was looking really good. It might have been around 9:15-ish. And I called and said, we just got another round of numbers. And again, this wasn't the time where people had smartphones where you could hit refresh every second. And I was like, you won.
38-year-old Kamala Harris came out of nowhere and was swept into office as San Francisco's district attorney. And as she did, she made history. She's the first woman ever to be the city's top prosecutor.
Coming up on Kamala, next in line.
She says, Latifah, I'm going to run for DA. I said, Kamala, why? Why would you ever want to go to the other side?
When Kamala walked out of that church, you could see that she was hot. She was pissed off, man.
I noticed that she had an ability to spar with the guys in particular.
We're all huddled around, clicking refresh, trying to will votes to come in.
She'd say to me all the time, Kamala, you may be the first to do many things. Make sure you're not the last.
Subscribe to Kamala Next in Line on Apple Podcasts. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app for ad-free listening.